I'm Stan Deaton with the Georgia Historical Society. It's one of Georgia's great architectural treasures, and it opened on Christmas Day in 1929. The fabulous Fox Theater on the corner of Peachtree and Ponce de Leon was originally built as the meeting hall for the Shriners, which explains its Moorish design. The initial cost was $2.2 million, but it took the money of movie mogul William Fox to complete construction. He signed a 21-year lease to use the auditorium for a theater. It shut down during the Great Depression and reopened in the late 1930s. For 20 years, the Fox was one of the most elegant movie houses in America, with nearly 5,000 seats, the Mighty Moe pipe organ, and the interior designed to resemble a desert tent, complete with a false sky and its famous twinkling stars. By the 1970s, the days of the big movie houses had ended, and again the Fox fell on hard times. Just as demolition seemed imminent, a Save the Fox campaign rescued the building and transformed it into one of Atlanta's premier performing arts venues. The fabulous Fox Theater first opened on December 25th, 1929, today in Georgia history.
Today in Georgia History is made possible by support from Georgia Power and is a joint production of the Georgia Historical Society and Georgia Public Broadcasting. For more on this topic, go to todayingeorgiahistory.org. Georgia Power, serving our state for more than 140 years.